If you've noticed the poster outside the church, this is the poster. It says, Easter brings hope. And so today, we're going to think about three things that we can hope for. Okay? Now, I'm not talking about, I hope it doesn't rain tomorrow, or I hope that my dinner doesn't burn today. That sort of thing. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about some big things. Okay? And so I've thought about three particular things that we're going to think about. And we're going to think about them during the course of our time together. These are the three things. Now, you might think, oh, this is a bit strong for fear of death. It's quite a big one. Fear of death. Then punishment for what we've done wrong in our lives. And lastly, we're going to think about forgiveness. Okay? Three things that Easter brings hope for. Okay? So, to begin with, we're going to think about the fear of death. Okay? Now, as we heard in our little drama there, the tree wasn't expecting to be used in such a way, and it was a cruel way. But what happens after we die? Okay, is there anything after death? Okay, sometimes when people are at the graveside, some people will be thinking, "What's next? Is that it? Is that all there is?" But on Good Friday, when Jesus was crucified on a wooden cross, it was a cruel death. And when we watch, sometimes we watch those sorts of biblical dramas on TV, and they can't really do it justice, because it was such a cruel death. But there's hope in this, because each side of Jesus were two criminals that were crucified at the same time. The first one mocked Jesus, just like the crowd were doing. But the second one said something really interesting. He said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And then Jesus said this, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." What a statement to make, the Lord Jesus to make. "Today you'll be with me in paradise." And if that's not enough for us to give us hope for the future, let's have a look at a verse in the Bible, in the book of Hebrews. It talks about death being defeated. Okay, so let's just read this couple of verses out. "Because God's children are human beings, made of flesh and blood, the Son," that's Jesus, "also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil, who had the power of death. Only in this way could he set free all who have lived their lives as slaves to the fear of death." Wow. What an amazing scripture. Look, that's that second bit. "Only in this way could he have set free all who have lived their lives as slaves to the fear of dying." Wow. This week, I had the privilege of being with my mum when she passed. And as she died, she was totally at peace. Because she had no fear of death, because she knew where she was going. I just held her hand, and my sister held the other hand. And we just were with her. And, well, I thought, that was such an example of no fear of death. Yeah? She had no fear of death. She just passed into God's presence. It was wonderful. And when we think of the fact that Jesus came and he died and he took on the devil and he won, death was defeated, none of us should feel that we're Oh no, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Now, some people will say, and you've all probably heard it at funerals, we say, I'm just in the next room. Something like that. You know. But what God's love demonstrates to us, when he was on the cross, he died, he was put in the tomb, and he defeated the devil, he defeated the one who locks people up in fear. And this really shows us that Jesus really is who he said he was and what he had done. Jesus really was and is the Son of God. To be able to take away something as strong in us as the fear of death. Can we have that back up? Punishment. Now, most of us are past the point where we don't go to school, so we don't have to worry about what's going to happen if I get into trouble at school. Does that happen to you very often, Penny? Not very often. Oh, that's a surprise. Well, that wouldn't have been too bad, would it? What about Jill? I wonder if do you get into trouble at school ever? I don't know. Mark Twain, the author, immortalized Henry VIII's son. Henry VIII had a son eventually, and his name was Edward, and he eventually became Edward VI. But Mark Twain immortalized him in The Prince and the Pauper. It's quite a famous story. It's been turned into a film a few times and TV and stuff. But one of the things Mark Twain told his audience was that Prince Edward had a tutor. He didn't go to school. He just had a tutor. Every day he had to sit in lessons. And if he decided to be naughty, he didn't get punished. He had a whipping boy. Now, this is apocryphal, okay? It's not quite sure whether it's accurate or not. Mark Twain said it was. Do we take Mark Twain's word for it? I don't know. But he said that Prince Edward had a whipping boy. So if Edward could do whatever he liked, because he knew he wouldn't get punished, but this other guy would punish him, would get punished in his place. That's quite a good deal, actually, isn't it? I mean, if you were able to go to school or college or something and could, no consequences. I mean, Yuki, what would you do with that, with no consequences? Right, okay. Just imagine what you could do, because someone else was going to take the punishment. Now, that's a bit of lightheartedness, but there is something in it for us as Christians. Let's have a read of this next piece of scripture. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them, and he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be made sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. Now, we're going to have a memory verse that we're going to be able to do today. I'm going to need 7 volunteers. Okay. Yes. Come on then, Michelle. Okay, Heather, you can stand next to Michelle. Take. Oh dear. Oh dear. Take. All right. Okay. Just come gently through. Stand over there. Here you are, Heather. You stand next to Michelle. Never mind. put that in your right hand, in that hand, and put that way around. Okay.
Oh, I see.
Okay, next to Michelle. Come on then, Gail. Right. And that's your left. That's it. Okay. Right. Okay. Another volunteer, please. Blake. Excellent. That's for your right hand. And that is for your left. And the next one, please. Right. That's for your right hand. And that's for your left. And the next one, please. Steve, excellent. That's for your right hand, and that's for your left. And oh, Bob, oh, well done. You just get one, I'm afraid. But that's all right, okay. Right, okay, let's have a look. Okay. Right. Okay, so we're going to say this together, everybody, okay? Hold all your things up, please, so we can all see them nicely. Okay, right. Okay, from the left, here we go. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53, verse 6. Anyone like to give me a definition for the word iniquity? Sin. That's a nice, easy one. Things we've done wrong. The things we've done wrong. Okay. One more time, please. Here we go. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53, verse 6. Okay, folks, please turn round your left hand. Oh, yes, that's right. So people go, I know, it's hard work, isn't it? All right, here we go. This is a famous verse. We should all know it anyway. Okay, so here we go. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us to his own way. And the Lord has laid on the iniquity of us. Isaiah 53, verse 6. So, Heather, you turn yours round. And Blake, you turn yours round. And Steve, you turn yours round. It's too quick. Time, sorry. Okay, here we go again. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53, verse 6. And the last one's turned round, please. Okay. Right, you're on. No, so in. Okay, everyone, off you go.
We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53:6.
Brilliant. Okay. Please pass the pieces of paper along the end to Michelle. And thank you very much, everybody. Yes. Yes. There is a song, and I really wanted to do it, but I thought it's a bit too... No, I can't do that one. It's too far. It goes, we all, like sheep, have gone astray, and then it's you do sheep noises, you see. And I thought... Can we do it now? I don't think we can. I don't think so. So there we have the scripture that tells us what Jesus has done. First from Hebrews, then from Isaiah 53, verse 6, And here it is on the screen, just so that we can look at it one more time. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So, what are you feeling guilty about today? What are you feeling that you've done? Now, if you're in school, you get a punish from a teacher. You get detention, or you get lines, or you have to do extra work or something. But once you become an adult, okay, and you live in an adult world, and there's no one to punish you unless the police catch you speeding, okay, which does happen occasionally to some people, doesn't it? We can get away without being punished. Oh, no one saw me do that. Great. No one saw me do that. But there's going to come a time where everything we've done will be open. God will open the book at the end of the world, and he will say, okay. But then we can say, but the Lord has taken all our sins, all our wrongdoings, onto him. That doesn't give us a license to do what we want. Okay? It doesn't. But it does tell us that the punishment that we know that sometimes we're due because of the things we've done wrong, Jesus has carried it for us. That is amazing. It really is. We're going to sing a simple song now called He's Alive. I'd like to come and read some verses for me. Well, I need someone to be able to read all these words, Heather, and read. You might, yes, yeah. Okay. Oh, no, Tom. Tom's got his hand up. Come on, Tom. Okay.
Yeah.
It's from 39 to the end, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And that's on. And this is taken from something that Peter, the apostle, said to the first group of non-Jews that he spoke to.
And we, apostles, are witnesses of all he did throughout Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on the cross. But God raised him to life on the third day. Then God allowed him to appear, not to the general public, but to us, who God had chosen in advance to be witnesses. We were those who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead, and he ordered us to preach everywhere and to testify that Jesus is the one appointed by God to be judge of all, the living and the dead. He is the one all the prophets testified about, saying that everyone who believes in him will have their sins forgiven through his name.
Thank you. Everyone will have their sins forgiven through his name. So this last section is about forgiveness. Now, for some of us, it's easy when you talk to people, you say, I'm really sorry, and they say, that's okay, I forgive you, it's over. Sometimes it's not so easy, is it? And the thing is that Jesus dying on the cross and being raised from the dead means that we can be forgiven, okay? So the Apostle Luke wrote the verses that you just heard read by Tom, and everyone who believes in Jesus receives forgiveness of sins through his name. But first of all, you know, we were created by God, and he made us for a life-giving relationship with him, okay? And often we've turned away and rejected his love. So I'm going to write on here so that you can see. Hopefully you can see. It's not my best writing. Not loved God. That could be you and me. Okay, he also made us to have relationships and friendships with other people. And sometimes we've failed in that, haven't we? We've failed to love other members of our family, other friends at school, colleagues at work, our neighbours and so on. So we could write down here as well, not loved others. You can see how good my writing is now, can't you? Okay. But not only that, but we've also turned against God in the past, haven't we? We've turned against his ways, choosing hate instead of love, lying instead of truth, greed instead of sharing, selfishness instead of sharing, and so on. So what we're going to write down here is turned against God. Okay, so what was a really nice piece of paper to start with is now covered with not very nice things. So, forgiveness, is it possible? Yes, it is possible. And when we think about what Jesus did in dying on the cross, taking our punishment for us and everything, and then him rising again from the dead, there's hope for forgiveness. Okay. Now, I'm wondering, Altair, do you think you could be my volunteer? Come on then. Okay. Now, we've got here, just hold on to that for a second for me. We've got here some water that I've put in some colouring to help us think about Jesus' blood. Would you like to just put that piece of paper in there? Just put it in. And what's happening to it?
Dying.
It's gone, hasn't it? Completely gone. Wow. Completely dissolved. Okay. Right. It's completely gone. The things that I wrote on that piece of paper have gone. Completely. The bits of black are still, the ink is still there. But the paper is gone completely. So, what I'm going to ask you to do, Altair, is to take some of these and up that side and give one to everybody. Pen, can you do the same up this side? Okay. All right, and what I'm handing out now is a piece of paper with the word sin written on it. Okay. The things that we've done wrong. Now, for some of us, we've known the forgiveness of God in the past, and at this point in time, perhaps we're not quite following the way we should, and perhaps doing things that we shouldn't do. So, as you hold your piece of paper, I'm sure you'll all be getting one in a moment. All coming through. Yeah. All right. There we go. That's it. Thank you. You can have one as well. You've already got one. Right, has everyone got their paper? Yes? That's great. Thank you. You have one as well, Alta. All right, that's right. So, I want you to... We're going to have a moment of quiet. And what I want you to do is to ask the Lord, what is it that I've done that you're not pleased with at this moment? Lord, we want to come to you and say that we're sorry for the things we've done wrong. Lord, things perhaps that we've done, perhaps things that we've not done when we should have done something. Lord, and we're sorry about that. We really are. And we come to say, Lord, we want to be forgiven of these things. So, Lord, this morning, as we are together, Lord, we want to ask you for your forgiveness. Amen. 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 Now, there's a scripture. It says this: if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. And then it says this in Psalm 103, he has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. Now, if you go north, you'll eventually reach the North Pole. And then if you carry on walking, you'll start walking towards the South Pole. And then when you reach the South Pole, you'll start walking towards the North Pole again. That's, I can't remember exactly how many thousands of miles it is, but it's a number of thousands of miles. But if you start going west, you will just keep going west and keep going west and keep going west till the cows come home. And he says in Psalm 103, he's removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. Infinity. Yeah? Now this morning, as a sign for the fact that you have said you're sorry this morning, what I want you to do is I want you to come up and put your piece of paper into this and watch it just dissolve. Okay? So we're going to have a song playing in the background while you come up. If you want to, and I'm not forcing anybody, but if you want to come up and as a symbol of being forgiven by God today, then you come and do that now. Coming to the end of our service together.